Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us and his return is very, very soon. And if you've been listening to me for some time, you know that I said the Lord's return is imminent. And he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. The Lord loves his people. And he has to do things in order. The Lord has rules to keep. Heaven has its own rules. Heaven operates according to the principles of love. Heaven will not allow sin. Sin is too dangerous. It corrupts from within. And there's many examples in nature how sin works. And it's time for people to wake up and listen to what God has to say. He loves us all and he cares about us. In the last broadcast, the Lord had me dealing with how he loves the wicked. He loves people that don't love him. And he's for us. He's trying to help us. The mercy of God that helps us to go forward. He gives us chance after chance so that we can survive because he loves us. He has methods to correct us. If we receive correction, we live forever. This is why Jesus laid his own life down. Remember, God hates sin. He hates it, and he never will love sin because of what sin does to us, the way it corrupts, the way it takes from us, the way it destroys us. He hates it. That's why he hates it. And people trust to do things that's not good. And the Lord has countermeasures against it. If a person will not repent, they will not enter the kingdom of God. When you study Galatians 5, it spells things out specifically so that you don't get confused. But God is more than someone watching out to see if somebody's going to sin. God loves us. And in the last broadcast, we also pointed out that God, he looks over us to help us out. He wants us to live and just like him. He gave us the same principles that he used. See, the life is in the word of God. Death is in the word of Satan. If you follow the wrong path, you will die. But the Lord still loves us. Everybody who went to hell, God loved them and gave them chance after chance. And they wasted all of them. They never would repent. When you go back to the beginning, God set a tree of life. If you eat off the tree of life, you will live forever. Adam, there was no sin in him. He was going to live. But if he ate off the tree of life, that's like selecting the word of God, choosing the path of life. Eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the opposite of that. And you're taking the alternate path. And the enemy is setting man up for the kill. And people don't realize what he's doing. But when you follow God and you obey him, you learn and you grow from glory to glory. And you come to a point that you know that the word of God is life. You have an inward witness of peace. And the peace of God grows, it's in you. And you can feel the love of God. You can feel the blessings of heaven. You can sense the presence of the Lord. And sometimes you can sense how he feels about things. and you have a real relationship, a real-time relationship with the Lord that made everything. And that is too priceless to throw away. People feel differently. Those who trust God and take Him at His word, they know what I'm talking about. And they could be riding the bus, sitting right next to somebody the same age, with the same background, that never believed on Jesus Christ, and they feel totally different. They don't have that peace. They don't have the security and the hope of heaven. When you have that peace, you know you're not afraid of hell anymore. You're not afraid to die anymore. You're not afraid of things because you know you have the peace suggests that God is with you. You have a reference. When Nero was burning Christians in the arena at the stake, and the crowds was cheering them on. That's how the world is now today. It's just illegal in our country to do something like that. But in Rome in those days, if the king said do it, they could do it and nobody would go to jail. And the crowds were cheering them on like they did in the gladiator arena. They were in the gladiator arenas. And they would cheer people on if they died. They didn't care about the people. That's how low humanity can be. That kind of hatred is still alive now. That kind of hatred is still in the heart of people right now. Some people have bloodlust. They love to see death and destruction. But God still reaches out to man. And it can even be frustrating. It was frustrating to Jeremiah when God loved the wicked. And then they prospered. And they were attacking and working against him. In the last broadcast. It's on newlivingletters.com if you want to hear it. Now, God loves us. He cares about us individually and collectively. He died for us individually and collectively. Jesus recognized you. If you believe on Jesus Christ, you are recognized in the kingdom of God. And God will, He will come to you and bless you and teach you His word. He will help you do what's right. You're not here alone waiting to die. And heaven is not just salvation is not just a get out of jail free card. The Lord Jesus Christ saved. He died to save so that you could be saved, so that you could live with Him from the time you believe. And you don't have to be a preacher to have a relationship with the Lord. You have to believe on Jesus Christ. And every child of God is special in the eyes of God. You have all the rights and privileges. You can ask what you will, and it will be done. As you abide in the Word. If the Word abide in you and you abide in the Word, you can ask what you will, because you will be in a state of holiness. Of love, of wisdom. You'll know what to pray for. You wouldn't pray for something illicit, illegitimate. You wouldn't pray for something illegitimate. You wouldn't pray for something for some danger to happen to somebody. You have the heart. If His word abide in you, you're in His will. The word of God is the will of God, and the word of God will bless everybody. Because God is trying to bless everybody. Even the wicked are sustained by the righteousness of His people, of God's people. 10 righteous men could have, God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah as wicked as it was if there was only 10 righteous men living in it, living there. But there was not 10 righteous men in that city. And the last one that God led him out and destroyed it. So God is not so fast to deal out death and destruction. That's like the last resort when nothing else can work. Be patient with the Lord. If God was patient with you when you were wicked, when you did things you knew were wrong, and God wants to, He has the same patience for those that are not in yet. He wants as many people as possible to come and live inside the kingdom of God. Now, heaven's not just a faraway place. The kingdom of God is wherever you are as long as you believe. When the day I received salvation, I'm in the kingdom of God now. I'm not under Satan's authority anymore. And I have the life of God in me. And all this is true. And when people are alive to God, they can make the sober choices. And they can help people and be a blessing. They don't have to hurt people. And they don't have to be selfish anymore. Now the Lord loves us. I say it all the time. He thinks of everything. And when we operate according to His love, that's how we get to know Him personally. You believe on Jesus Christ. You took the Lord at His word. You had faith in His word. You obeyed Him in this. You're out of the world system. You're into the kingdom of God. And then you have to learn about the kingdom and how it works. And the Lord will help you do that. And you feel the life of God in you. But when you act on His word, that's how you get to know the Lord for yourself. And He's not just somebody in the pages of the Bible. You get to see Him for who He is as you operate in the love, as you love your wife, even when she's contrary, as you love your husband, even when he's contrary, as you love your children, even when they're contrary. Your love don't have to change. And you don't have to react emotionally to every little thing that goes wrong. But as you get to know the Lord and His word, and you operate according to the word of God, something greater happens. You're able to see things as they truly are. And the Lord will help you to understand how to respond in every situation. But that happens when you pay it to those who pay attention to the Lord. And see, a lot of times people have not paid attention to the heart of God, to the Holy Spirit. They react to things that go wrong. They react to conditions in life. They react to people instead of responding biblically. They react, and then words are spoken that hurts people. Words are spoken that offends people when you act on impulse, when you act on emotion and frustration. But when you respond biblically, a healing process begins. The life that's in you is working through you. And when the life of God is working through you, then God has something to work with, and he'll provide the wisdom to make the most necessary changes and help the people in your life live. When people are frustrated and they're acting out, that's when they need your patience the most. That's when they need you to be strong. In a minute, I can feel how many people would say to that. Well, who's gonna love me? Who's gonna care for me? The Lord is gonna strengthen you. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me." He didn't say, "I can do all things because I really want to." He didn't say that I could do all things if Christ wouldn't just stand by and watch me. He said no. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Jesus strengthens you. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is there. The Word of God strengthens you. See, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. When people get depressed, that's indicative of the Word of God not being in their heart. You can be a Christian, born again, loving God, and be so busy you don't study, you don't fill your heart with the word. When that happens, you get weak. And then there's an absence of the word of God in your heart. And then everything in the world starts looking bigger against you. This is how depression works. It starts with a sorrow, and you can't shake it. And then it looks bigger and bigger. And I've seen people so depressed that even if miracles happen around them, they feel like it can't happen for them. But when you fill your own heart with the word of God, you know what Paul was talking about when he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't try to just love your family without God. Love them in his strength. Love them with his purpose, in his strength. Edify yourself in the word of God, and he'll strengthen you to love contrary people. And your joy will increase, and your peace will increase, and you'll have an everlasting supply of the love of God as you walk in it and as you speak it. See, the way the word works, we receive it, then we believe it, and then we act on it. When we act on it, that's when the knowledge becomes faith. The word of God is knowledge before evidence. You don't have any evidence. You're just going by the word of God. You receive his word. There's power in his word. And the Holy Spirit helps you understand it. And then you believe it. And you still hadn't seen what it could do yet. And then you act on it. And now it's faith. Well, the same edifying word that's in your heart will come out as faith. It goes in the powerful word of God. You receive it, and it causes you to respond powerfully and live powerfully. Everybody that the enemy seduces is because they have no word in them. Before Jesus died for his disciples, he said, now you are clean because of the word. They kept hearing the word of God, and they were clean. They weren't born again yet, and they couldn't receive everything that Jesus said at that time yet. But once he died for them, the life of God was inside them. The Holy Spirit lives in their heart now. And then all the word that they had been receiving came alive. The Holy Spirit helps you understand it. Apostle Paul, while they were with Jesus, he was in Pharisee school, and he was learning to be a Pharisee. And they studied the word of God, but they didn't have the life of God. And one day he held the jackets for the men that were stoning Stephen. And he heard the discourse of Stephen. He heard Stephen break down the word of God. But see, Stephen had the life of God. And when he spoke it, it pricked Paul's heart. And then over in chapter 9, Paul was so frustrated with the Christians, he had orders to go and arrest them and put them in jail. And some people he had put in jail, and some people he had killed. And he held the coats for the man stoning Stephen. Well, Jesus knocked him down on the road to Damascus. And he said, who are you, Lord? He called Jesus Lord. That's the moment he got saved. He called him Lord. And he said, I'm Jesus. It's hard for you to kick against it. He said, Paul, Saul, Saul, his name was Saul at first. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. And it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. What were the pricks he was kicking against? That was the word of God that Stephen spoke with the life of God in it. He had already been studying the word of God, but he didn't study it with life. The Pharisees and the Sanhedrin council, they had Jesus killed. So the way they saw the word was wrong. You can read the word without the life of God if you're not saved. But when you receive the word, you become like the word. Your emotions heal up. You become strong instead of weak. The word of God strengthens you. You can do all things. This is just a foretaste. Dealing with your family members is just a foretaste. When you work a job, you start working at a job, and the managers and bosses, they show favoritism against you, and they don't give you raises, and they don't, and sometimes they don't promote you like they should, and you've been working as under God, and they give you minimal pay. And you've been, this has been going on for some time. You have to seek the Lord about how to deal with it. But first, as long as you work there, work as under God. Love the people. And ask for what you need. Ask for the raise. Ask for the promotion. And let God handle it. Do it God's way. Whatever God put on your heart, do it His way. Now, when I work a job, I like to make them need me. I do all the stuff that should be done. And if they don't give me a raise and I get a better opportunity, then I'll leave and go get a better opportunity. I've done it before. And I told them, you know, before I had been trained to be a mechanic. I worked at one dealership and they didn't promote me. I kept praying for my own business, and that's what God wanted. He closed one door and opened another one for me. And then after that, eventually I worked at another dealership. I got frustrated with my business and I started working at another dealership, and they did the same thing. But I realized I shouldn't have been there anyway, and it was a dead end job. So I put in my 2 weeks notice and left. And I went back in business and did better. God loves us, folks. He cares about us in every way. But some good things happened while I was there. I'm glad I went that course. God allowed me to go that route, and I'm glad I did, because I learned to love His people. As a minister, one thing you really have to have is the love of God. If you don't have anything else. And I learned to love there, because I almost got in a fight with a guy, and the Lord strengthened me to love him. At my weakest point too. I was so angry with him. And at my weakest point, before I started talking, saying the wrong things, the Lord said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil." And the word, that word of God strengthened me, and I experienced it. And I immediately calmed down. I said, "We're gonna go buy a drink. We're gonna talk about it." When that happened, I said, "Lord, I don't know how you did that, but I want you to teach me how to love your people." And I talk, you've heard this story before if you listen long enough, but on these broadcasts. But what I saw was, and what I experienced was, loving people with His strength. But I didn't know how to do it. I knew that I would get in a fight again somewhere if I didn't learn how to love His people. You don't have to wait for something bad to happen to learn how to kill Satan's problems in your life. Don't just put up with Satan. Kill his ways in your life. Kill him. You know, you can kill everything that's not of God in your life. Not people. I'm talking about conditions and problems. Go after the problems to destroy them so that they can never hurt you again. And that's the best way to live. I don't like walking around with half-cocked with problems in the back of my mind. Nothing in this life should look bigger than God to you. I won't let anything look bigger than God. Whatever's out there trying to get me to live cross with God, it's got to go. I'm going to follow him, my King, my Savior. We are the firstborn among many brethren. We are joint heirs with Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. I'm not going to let the things of darkness creep into my life and live in my life. The things of darkness got to go. Evil attitudes got to go. Angry words got to go. Being subject to other people's frustration has got to go. The Lord showed us, you cut the serpent off at the head. You cut his head off. And you're done with him. So when I want to change some old habits, I ask the Lord, how do I kill this habit so it can't wreck my life anymore? And I want to live to please God. I'm not trying to please the enemy, of course. I'm not trying to please Satan. I'm not trying to please his people either. That the people that agree with Satan. I'm not trying to please them at all. I don't owe them anything but the love of God. And in some cases, that's all they'll get. And I'm not even trying to please myself. I obey the word of God, and I'm tremendously blessed by it. That's just the way it is. There are things that I desire to do, and I pray and put it before the Lord, and he helps me organize it in my life. Everything that you desire, it fits somewhere, and the Holy Spirit will help you fit it into your life. If you love watching sports, the Lord, he wants you to watch the sports, but fit it in your life where it belongs. Don't let it consume your life. Whatever it is, if you love playing golf, go play golf, but don't let it consume your life. If you love to fish and hunt, go fish and hunt, but don't let it consume your life. Keep God, you know, you can go fishing with the Lord. Wherever I am, I'm in prayer, especially if I'm by myself. I act like God is right there with me. I talk to him as if he's right there with me. When I watch TV, I respect his presence. If there's things on there that aggravates my, if it's aggravating, people are in strife, I turn the channel. I don't want strife in my life. And I'm not going to sit there when I finally get a chance to watch TV and watch somebody in strife. If it's in a movie or something, you know, you overlook it. But you know what I'm saying? God loves you. And when you love his word, some things you just don't love anymore. Some things you just don't want anything to do with anymore. And everything that's right, I love. Everything that's wrong, I hate. And even if you don't feel that you hate something, you can speak it, and eventually you will. When you whatever you speak, it becomes true. Whether it's right or wrong. If you speak it, if you speak whatever you speak, that's what it shapes your future. You can control the way you feel by the words of your mouth. If you can say it, you can do it. If you speak the word of God, you can live the word of God on purpose and at your direction. What you put in motion by the words of your mouth stays in motion. If you speak life, the life of God over your life, you have the life of God. But if you walk around saying, I feel depressed, and you're magnifying the things that are wrong, that's how your world is going to be shaped. It's not God's fault. God loves you, and he wants you to know him. And he wants you to be like him. and even to glorify Him, to be a blessing to others. You can't do that without the Word of God. Even though your heart is cleansed by the blood of Christ, you can't do the things of God without Him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the way we live. That's how we go forward. And the Lord wants us to go forward. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to have the peace of God, the life of God, the instructions of love. God, and don't think that God will only love you because you do what's right. He loves you because of you. You're made in His image, and He loves you. If you did everything right, you don't have to do that to gain favor with God. God already favors you. Solomon said it this way in the Proverbs. He said, a man that's wise is wise for himself.